expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. on 1360 AM radio. Well, we're going to begin with, there is protest, and there's going to be more protest. There's a little bit of protest presently. People are upset with the United States funding Israel. And we've been doing it since 1948. We are the nation that was instrumental in bringing Israel, delivering like a child coming out of the womb, delivering Israel into the world once again after about 1900 years. Without the United States, Israel would not be a nation presently. This is a plan by God. It is commanded by God, ordained by God, that to the present, the United States was commanded to support Israel. You can disagree with me, you can argue with me, but the Bible makes it very clear. A great nation at the end of the reign of Antichrist and the end of the 2,000-year period, or actually a 6,000-year period where Satan would rule the world, there would be a nation in the last 80 years, roughly, that would support Israel. That nation would be America. What is happening in the Gaza Strip with the Palestinians is in the Bible. It's in Obadiah. It's talked about in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2. The Christian people should know this. People of the world, because they don't read the Bible, wouldn't have an idea that this nation would be under attack by the Philistinians in the Gaza Strip. America has been the nation that has protected Israel for two reasons. Number one, Israel as a nation must begin to have ties with the nations in the Middle East and internationally. And we have to assist Israel. We were supposed to assist Israel. We have assisted Israel in that plan that God had. Secondly, this is the dark reason why America has supported Israel. Israel is the nation that would help our interests in the Middle East, protect American interests in the Middle East through Israel. And also, we must keep Israel. Israel must exist because the United States is going to invade and occupy Israel in the next decade. Early, probably, in the next 3-4 years, 2 years maybe. So we have to protect Israel in that sense. I've talked about what was going to happen in the Middle East in numerous programs. Israel is going to have a war where all of the surrounding terrorist groups in the nations that surround Israel to the west, north, all along the border, and the eastern border of present-day Israel are going to attack Israel. The Gaza is just the beginning. It's going to go north into Lebanon. You can't control the Hamas, Hezbollah terrorists in that area. You can't. It's going to go north. This is the beginning of a prophecy in Psalms 83. And in Psalm 83, it talks about a war that Israel will fight with the surrounding nations. Lebanon, Syria, Damascus is the center of the brain, as the brain center of the terrorist attacks. And then the nation of Jordan, from Amman, Jordan, all the way down to Aqaba. Israel is going to go to war with every one of these surrounding nations, plus other people that will come in as mercenaries. Then Israel has the problem internally, the adversary within, in the West Bank, and in the area called Ancient Canaan, kind of in the heart of the area around Jerusalem. So Israel, this scenario in Psalm 83 begins with the Asaph, he's one of the musicians. He has a prophecy about to Israel. And in this prophecy, it begins with prayers. It begins with the Jewish people praying, "Oh God, help us." They need God's help because all the enemies are now at war with them, like fire, all the way around Israel's borders. No one coming to help. Israel's going to go it alone. We'll see why in just a few minutes.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/makemoves.
So to go on, there's two chapters in the Bible that talk about what's happening presently in the Gaza Strip. Zephaniah chapter 2 and Obadiah and Psalm 83. So there's three actually. Psalm 83, it begins this way, that, let me see here. It begins, "Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. Do not be still, O God. For lo, the enemies are making a tumult. They that hate you have lifted up their head." So they don't hate just the children of Israel. They hate God himself, the very God that created them. "They have said, come, let us cut off Israel from being a nation, that the name of Israel may no more be in remembrance. They have consulted together in one consent. They are confederate against you." I had stated in a program over a month, 6 weeks ago, that there was talk back then. There was a group within the terrorist community, pretty much all of the leaders. They were conspiring. They were planning. They were military operations in secret on when would be the best time to strike Israel. When should we strike? We have to strike because Benjamin Netanyahu is once again the prime minister of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to put up with our nonsense. When we attack Israel the next time, these commanders were saying, if we don't attack and attack and get complete total victory, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to take us out. And they are correct. In hidden secret meetings, this according to the Psalm 83 in verse 5 is very clear. God says they're consulting together, they're planning. And that's what they have been doing. The reasons for the attack presently is Israeli government is an upheaval. Many do not support Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. They have their favorites in the Israeli government. Secondly, because of the protest, the IDF soldiers that are reservists, they have stated here about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, that they're not going to fight. They don't call us, we'll call you. Basically, if anything happens, we're not coming to the aid of Israel's military. So this was paid, the terrorists have paid attention to this. So the IDF has been weakened. Thirdly, Benjamin Netanyahu working with Saudi Arabia, working with the other neighbors in the Middle East, which many of these neighbors are family. They're not distant nations like Babylon, ancient Babylon, or like Russia or Iran. Iran is not family. They're not Arab. They are from the tribe of Japheth. They are Russian. Germany, they're Russian. They're from the lineage of Japheth, Noah's son. One of them. So Benjamin Netanyahu has been making diplomatically headway with all these UAE nations, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, other nations in the Middle East, excluding Iran. And these nations support financially the Palestinian Authority, the Hamas, the Hezbollah, all of these terrorist groups. So there are many reasons why they felt it was an appropriate time. Then jumped the ocean to the west, this administration is a imposter administration. The individual that is running the America, his name is Barry Satoru. People are waking up now. They know that. Barry Satoru is an enemy of Israel. Has always been, will always be. He is against Israel, and no matter what he may say with his lips, his heart is that there's a hatred for Israel. The same with Joseph Biden. The same with all the Nazis in the government, military, Pentagon, in the Washington, D.C., in secret services. It's secret three to 26 letter agencies. the anti-Semitic hatred, the hatred of the Jewish people, the hatred of Israel, anti-Semitism is alive and well in the United States of America, even in the Christian churches. And not all churches, not all the seven lampstands have true Christians. They have devil worshipers. They have nominal Christians who are Christians in name only. They just say they're Christians, but they are not. They are not born again. So you have those in these lampstands that are false, fake, just like fake jewelry. They're fake Christians. Then you have the Christians who are truly born again, and there is a latent, they harbor an attitude toward the children of Israel, the Jewish people, that is there also. It's a latent hatred of the Jewish people and Israel. Well, God told Abraham, I will bless those that bless thee. Anyone that blesses Abraham and his children will be blessed. I will curse those that curse thee. So you want to be cursed? Just hate the Jewish people. Hate the nation of Israel. American people, many who are anti-Semitic, not all, they don't like America funding Israel. Well, too bad, because God said America will fund Israel for two reasons. Israel must exist as a nation because the United States needs that land for world hegemony, for world takeover. So America is going to support Israel. Not going to support Ukraine, but you watch the shift of help go to Israel. To some degree, the Biden administration slash the Obama slash Biden imposter administration will not help Israel. They want to see Israel be destroyed. Now, also in the political world, you will have those who are going to want to help Israel. During this last 3 months, Israel was upset with the U.S. because we have stockpiled munitions, weapons in Israel for Israel's use, for our use as Americans, for the American military. Well, the Obama slash imposter administration commanded Israel to send a great percentage of what we have stockpiled in Israel to Ukraine. Do you think that is accident? No. Because Israel had a stockpile that was more than adequate to destroy the nations around her. But now, because that stockpile has been depleted, it's going to be almost impossible for Israel to win these victories. But there's one factor they did not factor in. The great factor. God himself has commanded Israel to go into Gaza and destroy these families that hate Israel, the Israeli people, and hate God. God has commanded it. This is an ordained war taking place right now. Many don't think right now that Israel is going to be victorious. The Bible says in Psalm 83, Zephaniah chapter 2, and Obadiah, that Israel is going to have the help of her God and do just like King David would do against David's enemies, win the victories. The Gaza Strip is going to be pretty much emptied of the young men that says that go to war against Israel. The young men are going to die, the Palestinian men, the Hezbollah, Hamas, terrorist groups, these young men are going to die in battle. Don't argue with me, argue with the Bible. They're going to die in battle. And that area, and the women, but God does say, the women and the children are the ones that are going to be protected. God is going to protect women and children. This is the mercy of God. Going north in the future, Lebanon, on the border from the Mediterranean all the way to the Jordan, to the nation of Jordan, there's going to be war on the northern borders, also in Psalm 83. People want to know, okay, what's happening? You can listen to ABC, NBC. You can listen to MSNBC. You can listen to all of the B's, all of them. You can listen to Christian talk. You can listen to Newsmax. You can listen to all of it. Unless you see it from the point of God's view, from the Bible, from His prophets, you're going to be deceived. There are some saying that these Palestinian people, they need to go in and be protected. Well, who do you think created the Palestinian homeless people that can't get a job, who are barely making it, existing in squalor, with no future, no hope? Who do you think created the Palestinian problem in the Gaza Strip? It was Hamas, Hezbollah, it was Yasser Arafat years ago, and the modern leaders of Abbas right now. This is the tool they use to get sympathy from the people of the world. They create the poverty. 95% of the income that comes to the PLO for the help of the Palestinian people or the displaced people, 95% goes either to the pockets of Abbas and those who are in the leadership of these terrorist groups, and the rest goes to buy weapons. 5% maybe makes it to the people that need it. And that 5% is generally going to go to the people, a woman, a mother who has a son that died in battle trying to kill the Jewish people. They will take care of her. That's the condition. That's the contract they make with these, with the those who commit, where they die. They become martyrs for Allah. Their families are taken care of. That comes out of that 5%. But this is just one battle. Psalm 83 is talking about a war. The war surrounding all of the nation of Israel. A war of international, anti-Israel talk. That's not just what's happening around Israel, but you're going to have the campaign to demonize Israel. That's another battle. There's a hurricane fire around the nation of Israel. Satan wants this fire to destroy completely the nation of Israel, like I just read. Destroy Israel and the children that Israel will be that Israel will never be remembered. Sorry, I'm watching the clock. I got to make sure that I'm trying to push it, and I'm going to push it, and I'm going to get out as much as I can. I don't generally like to talk fast, but I'm going to today, as quickly as possible. Israel's going to win this war. Israel's going to win the war in Lebanon. Israel's going to win the war along the Syrian border to the north. And Damascus is going to be destroyed. Isaiah 17. Jordan doesn't want to be part of the war. Jordan's going to be forced into it. From Amman, Jordan, all the way to Aqaba. Israel is going to win that war on the east and occupy and take over the present-day land of Jordan. All of what I'm telling you seems impossible, but the equation that you have to remember is God, over 3,000 years ago, has talked about these wars. He declared the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, they're being done right now. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Okay, we'll continue. Out of Zephaniah chapter 2, it says this: they come together, they consult together, they plan the attack on Israel. The tabernacles or the tents of Edom, which would be in Jordan, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, which would also be in the present day Jordan, and the Hagarenes, Gerbil and Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines in the Gaza Strip, the inhabitants of Tyre, all the way along the course, the Mediterranean coast to the north in Lebanon. So Tyre is mentioned to the north of Israel in Lebanon, and Philistia along the southern sea coast, the coast south above Egypt. Asher also is joined with them. They've helped the children of Lot. The children of Lot are in Jordan, Ammon, Jordan, and Edom, in the middle, Edom and Moab. So all of present day Jordan. Then it says, these enemies want to take the houses of God as a possession. And Zephaniah says, God, make them like a wheel, like a stubble before the wind, like a fire be burning a wood that burns wood, and the flames that set the mountains on fire. Persecute them with your tempest. Make them afraid with your storm. So God is involved. The prayer is that God will be involved to help burn these people like fire, a fire that set on the mountains, like a volcano. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. So God's intention is that these people in this war in Gaza, will repent and seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The women and the children are to a great degree going to be protected. They're probably going to go south into Egypt, and they're going to be relocated to other areas, other nations in the area that they might live. But the young men are going to die in battle. The men, young men and old men, are going to die in battle. And then he said, let them be confounded and troubled forever. Let them be put to shame and perish. History is going to show that God was involved in their destruction. That men may know you, whose name alone is Yahweh, you are the Most High over all the earth. In Zephaniah, the Lord said, this war would take place. This is just one of the battles in this war in Psalm 83. Just one battle. Next battle will be in Lebanon. Another battle will be in Syria. Another battle will be the destruction of the city of Damascus. Another battle will be Amman, Jordan, to the north part of present-day Jordan. Another battle will be Edom or Moab in the middle of the present-day Jordan, halfway down to Aqaba. The final battle will take place to the south. The sons, the children of Esau, Jacob's twin brother, they'll be taken care of. And in these battles, the children of Ishmael and Esau, who married the families, which became a great part of them, became the Palestinian or the Philistines, the Palestinian people. These are the children of Ishmael and Esau. And they are scattered all through the areas around Israel. Then you have the West Bank. Israel is going to be successful with the terrorists also in the West Bank. Then also the extremists around the center area of Jerusalem and then a little strip north and south. This is what we're viewing presently. If you see it from God's perspective, you're going to see that Israel is going to be victorious in this whole swing. And the reason and the purpose of it is, yes, Israel must be protected from the terrorist groups that hate the children of Israel and want to see Israel completely destroyed. God wants the whole world to tremble. God wants the world to realize that we are now in the last decade before Christ returns. In the first part of the final decade, Israel will have these wars in Psalm 83, the war with all of the battles. Each battle is defined with each group, with each people. It's defined very clearly. The children of Lot, Moab, his family, the second child of Lot, or the first child of Lot, Ammon or Ammon, and his family will be punished. The children of Esau, Jacob's twin brother, that family will be punished. The children of Esau and Ishmael, the Palestinians, that those families will be punished. Up into Syria, the nations and the old tribes of Assyria in present-day Syria, they're going to be punished. Then the citizens of Tyre, which would be the people of Phoenicia, those families are going to be punished. So they're not just nations, they're families. All of the one thing that is common amongst all of them, they hate Israel. They hate the God of Israel. They hate Israel. And God said, I will bless those that bless thee. I will curse those that curse thee. These people, the Philistines, the Palestinians, do you see them as being a blessed people or cursed people? You have to answer that. When this war is finished, God is not going to put up with the nations that hate his people. He has a plan with Israel. They are his elect. They are still part of his purpose. They have been promised. They have promises that God made to them. and those promises are going to be kept. Then, when this war is concluded, this is just the beginning battle. This is a war. There is another war coming once Israel is successful in this war. Russia and Iran, Turkey, forces from the north, possibly German parts of troops out of Germany, Ethiopia, even in here in Zephaniah 2, it mentions Ethiopia. Ethiopia is going to send soldiers from the south to destroy Israel. And then Libya is going to send troops from through the ships at some point in the future to go to war against Israel when Russia invades. Russia and Iran, Turkey, some of the old Soviet nations, when they all come to invade, God will once again intervene, and Russia, 5/6 of the armies that come are going to be destroyed. This is another prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39, chapter 38 and 39. You can read them for yourself. We'll go to a little break, and we'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
All right, we're going to continue. Before I forget, I want to say that yesterday on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, I had 3 hours. And I went through all these scriptures out of Ezekiel, not all of them, but a good portion of scriptures out of Ezekiel, Isaiah, Psalm 83. I expounded on Psalm 83, Obadiah, for 3 hours giving verse and the what the scripture says about this war and what is coming in the next week, 2-3 weeks. The war is going to go north to Lebanon to along the border of Syria. It's going to end up going east into the area of present-day Jordan. When the war is over, Israel will occupy, will own, will defeat all of these nations around her borders. And Israel will occupy and own the present-day nation of Jordan. She's going to increase her real estate over double. In this war, with every conflict, the last one, I think it was it in 2018? Netanyahu, I think, was prime minister. Then another guy, another prime minister came in. Netanyahu's the minister, prime minister presently. When Netanyahu came in again, through the scriptures, I knew that he was ready to fight the battles in Psalm 83. The war and all the battles. And the Bible makes it clear. This time, the last time actually, we, America, sent our diplomats, our ambassadors, everybody. Europe, the European command got involved. American military command got involved. The Arab nations, they had their foreign ministers coming in. Everybody was pressuring Netanyahu to cease the operations because Netanyahu had an upper hand and Netanyahu was forced to stand down. There will be no standing down this time. The Bible makes it clear. Psalm 83 makes it clear. God has commanded Israel to fight these battles to victory. Netanyahu is the man God has appointed. Netanyahu is going to be victorious. The nations are going to complain. The Israeli people may complain. The Arab nations may complain. They may say what they may about Benjamin Netanyahu. But Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of Israel that has been ordained to fight these battles and take Israel to complete total victory in this war. So Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to stand down, not this time. American command will not be able to force him to stop. European military command will not force him to stop. The Arab nations and the all the ministers, foreign ministers of the Arab nations are not going to be able to sway him in this objective of complete total victory in the Middle East. This time America won't be involved. America cannot stop this war. It is ordained by God. Israel must be victorious. Then, from this point into the future, Russia and Iran are watching. Do I think that Israel is going to go into Iran and maybe take out, bomb that power plant or that nuclear facility? I suspect Israel is definitely preparing for that. America has been sending, has just released, what was it, $6 billion that had been, that income had been sanctioned. They couldn't use it. Obama/the imposter Biden released $6 billion to Iran. That money has been used to support this present war. America is continuing to fund the PLO. And I think behind the scenes is funding the Hamas, Hezbollah, the terrorists through channels in the Middle East. I don't know which channels. Doesn't matter. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be victorious in this present war in Psalm 83. Russia is now going to be forced to tone down, slow down, temper the war in Ukraine, because now the attention of the United States, Russia, all of the nations, the focus now is going to be Israel. And because of that, Russia is now going to begin a campaign to the south with Iran. Should Israel take out this nuclear facility in Iran, that will be an attack on Russia also. Russia and Vladimir Putin, I hate to say it, is not going to go along with it. Now, the Russian anti-Semitism, the anti-Semitism of Iran is pretty, I mean, it's in the open. The subtle anti-Semitism of Russia and the hatred toward Israel in Russia has been to a great degree hidden. Russia doesn't want the conflict. Russia doesn't want to have to come to war in the Middle East in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But Russia will come to war in the Middle East. There is no getting around it. The Lord says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that he's going to put a hook in Russia's jaw, drag her down to the Middle East. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So as we finish and conclude today's program, I'll say that Russia in Ukraine, thank America. America should be the gratitude that the Russians should express to the United States for invading, for operations in Ukraine forcing Vladimir Putin to move into Russia. Russia, due to this conflict, has become a great military power, great economic power, great diplomatically. But the reason is it must be great not to win Ukraine, but to take other nations and their armies to present-day Jordan into the fields to attack Israel. This is why God used Ukraine to make Russia great for the Gog-Magog war in Ezekiel 38 and 39. When the Gog-Magog war, when it is concluded, I want the Christian people to listen to what I'm going to tell you. the great tribulation will begin, or the, not the great tribulation, the tribulation, the 7 years of tribulation will begin. This war in Psalm 83 takes place at the beginning of the last 10 years before Christ returns. When that war is concluded, Russia will come, and the next group of the next prophecy will be Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia is going to come with the nations, Ethiopia, Libya, Iran. When that war is concluded, the only superpower really will be the United States of America. The Great Tribulation will begin. I'm sorry, not the Great Tribulation, the Tribulation. The first half of the Tribulation, the first 3.5 years. It will be right about that time that I believe that Barry Satoru will return to power. So for the Christian people that understand Bible prophecy, when he returns to power, he will make an agreement with the nation of Israel, and that agreement will begin the 7 years of tribulation. Where maybe, the way I'm viewing it, this could be about a year from now, maybe Sukkot of next year. You may think this is crazy, but this war in Psalm 83 is not going to be a year-long war. It's not going to be 6 months. It's going to be short. It's going to be intense, and Israel is going to come out victory as a victor. Russia will come, I think, according to the scriptures in 38, chapter 38, 39 of Ezekiel. Russia comes in the summer to that war. Could it be the coming summer in 2024? So I don't have time to get into it any deeper because I'm done with the program for today. But yesterday's program, I did talk in depth about the war that Israel is involved in right now. That's on the Olive Tree site. That's on the podcast, 1360khnc.com, for the Sunday program. And it just so happened the day after Sukkot, and I was able to talk about it extensively. So if you want to go to 1360khnc.com, I'll give you the verses out of Psalm 83, Isaiah 17, out of Obadiah, also out of Jeremiah, I think it was 47. But we'll visit tomorrow, and we'll see what transpires overnight. So until tomorrow, the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, to the Present Truth website, podcast site, and the other programs as well.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.